Bible study. Learning to hear God's voice. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Context. What's happening leading to this chapter? Samuel is a young boy serving in the house of the Lord under Eli, the priest. During this time, Israel was spiritually weak. The word of the Lord was rare. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. People were not hearing from God. Even priests were failing spiritually. Eli's sons were corrupt. But God chooses Samuel, a child with a pure heart, to speak to. This teaches us, God is not looking for age, status, or title. He is looking for a willing heart. Key passage, 1 Samuel 3 and 10, NKJV. Now the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for your servant hears. This one verse is the posture of a heart ready to hear God. Main lessons, number 1. God speaks, but not everyone hears. Verse 1 Samuel 3 and 1. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Not because God is silent, but because people were not listening. Even today, it's not that God isn't speaking. It's that distractions are loud. God whispers. The world screams. To hear God, you must quiet the noise. Number 2. God speaks to those who serve him where they are. Samuel wasn't a prophet yet. He wasn't grown. He wasn't perfect. He was simply faithful where God placed him. Verse 1 Samuel 3 and 1. Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. He swept floors. He followed instructions. He stayed obedient. God promotes the faithful, not the talented. If you want to hear God, be consistent where he has placed you. Number 3. You learn God's voice over time. When God called Samuel, he didn't recognize the voice at first. He thought it was Eli talking. 3 times. Verses 4 through 8. This teaches, hearing God's voice is learned. It becomes clearer with practice. Don't feel discouraged if you're still learning. God is patient with those who seek him. Number 4. Your response matters. When Samuel realized it was the Lord calling, he said, Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. This is submission, stillness, availability, not, Lord, listen to me. Lord, here's what I want. But, Lord, I'm listening. What do you want? This is how you position yourself to truly hear God. How to apply this in your life? To hear God more clearly, number 1, create quiet time daily, pray, read, or just sit with him. Number 2, remove distractions. Put away the phone, silence notifications, turn off noise. Number 3. Ask God to speak. Use Samuel's words. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Number 4. Be ready to obey. God speaks most clearly to those who are ready to act. Key takeaway. Samuel didn't hear God because he was special. He heard God because he was humble, teachable, willing, quiet enough to listen. And that is exactly how you draw close to God.